Begin reading with verse 1. This is the same passage we were in last week. Page 977 in your pew Bible. We're going our second week on this series on faith. What is faith? So Hebrews chapter 11, beginning in verse 1, I'm going to ask you to stand with me this morning as we read God's Word together. Beginning in Hebrews chapter 11, we'll read through verse 6, starting in verse 1. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Indeed, by faith our ancestors received approval. By faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was made from things that are not visible. By faith, Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain's. Through this, he received approval as righteous, God himself giving approval to his gifts. He died, but through his faith, he still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken so that he did not experience death, and he was not found because God had taken him. For it was attested before he was taken away that he had pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. For whoever would approach him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. Thank you so much. You can be seated. I heard the story of the couple that were driving down I-75 south, and they saw a road sign that said, Micanopy, 30 miles. Well, they began having a disagreement, a conversation that turned into a disagreement and soon turned into an argument about how you pronounced Micanopy. Finally, the husband became so angry, he said, well, the next place I find, we're going to stop and we're going to find out the name of this place. So about the time they got to the town, they saw a place. He wheeled in. He and his wife both jumped out of the car. They stormed into the business. They walked up to a young lady who was standing there. And the man said to her, lady, my wife and I have been arguing for 30 minutes about how to pronounce the name of this place. Now I want you to slowly and clearly tell us the name of this place. The young girl was frightened. Her eyes grew wide. She leaned close to them and she said, Burger King. Last week, we began this series by laying a foundation of sorts about what faith is. We said that faith is, which means that faith is now present. That faith is not something we're waiting for, that faith is, that faith has form, and that faith is the currency of heaven. But today I want us to continue our series, and we're going to look at the object of our faith. What is the object of my faith? Well, Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith it is impossible to please God, for whoever would approach him must believe. I come to God because of faith. I come to God in faith. Everything that I do in my interaction with God is faith-based. My praying, I pray by faith. I pray in faith. I give by faith. I give in faith. I sing by faith. I sing in faith. I worship by faith. I worship in faith. I attend by faith. I attend in faith. Everything that I do that dovetails into what you and I would call the worship of God, our interaction by God, is by faith. We are here by faith. We're not here by a tradition. We're not here because, well, this is what we do on Sunday morning. We're here by faith that we're going to come and meet together, share together, interact together, and meet God together, and be touched by God together. All that we do is by faith. And faith compels me to approach God. It is faith that draws me to God. It is faith that stirs something within me that says, I want God in my life. In the Gospel of Luke, the 11th chapter, Jesus tells the story of a man who has a friend that comes at midnight. It said that Jesus said, suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived and I have nothing to set before him. And he answers from within, do not bother me. The door has already been locked. My children are in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything. Jesus said, I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs. So I say to you, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened to you. Jesus said, sometimes in our approach to God, we approach him as his children. We approach him knowing that he is our Father. We approach him knowing that our sins are cleansed, that we're righteous, that we can come boldly before the throne of grace and present to him our need. But Jesus said there are also times that we just have to keep knocking and keep seeking and keep asking. And we do that by faith. The woman with the issue of blood, Matthew tells us in Matthew chapter 9, beginning in verse 20, a woman who had been suffering from bleeding for 12 years came up behind him and touched the fringe of his cloak, for she said to herself, if I only touch his cloak, I'll be made whole. Faith is what drew her to Jesus. John chapter 12, verse 20 says, now among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and they said to him, sir, we wish to see Jesus. There was something drawing them, something compelling them. Mark chapter 10, beginning in verse 46, Jesus came to Jericho, and as soon as he and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. It was faith that caused him to begin to cry out. It's faith that draws us to God. It's faith that causes us to bring our petitions, our needs, our requests to God. It is faith that we come to him. By faith, we come to him. Lord, here's my need. Here's what I need in my life. He that comes to God comes by faith. He comes believing that God is. Faith is like a heat-seeking missile. It locks in on God. It finds God and it locks in on him. And faith says, regardless of what I feel, regardless of what I'm going through, regardless of my circumstances, I am locked in on God. And until God tells me something different or does something different, I'm going to keep seeking God. Whoever would approach him, Hebrews 11:6, must believe that he exists and that it rewards those who seek him. You know, if I were to take a poll this morning and say, how many of you believe in God? I believe every one of you would lift your hands and say, yes, I believe in God. James writes something interesting in chapter 2, verse 19. He says, you believe in God. You do well. But now listen to the next part. Even the demons believe and shudder. Belief in God is not strictly our thing. Belief in God is universal. James says even the demons believe in God and they shudder. But faith is more than just believing. I think it's interesting that the writer in Hebrews 11:1 says, tells us, now faith is the same one who in verse 6 says, I must believe that God is. That God is present. That God is in the here and now. That God is right involved in my situations. We said last week that faith is now present. The same holds true for God. God is now present. So to believe in God is not just to affirm, yes, I believe in God. To believe in God by faith takes us a step further. It says, not only do I believe in God, but I trust God. To believe is one step. To place your trust in is another step. Psalm 37, verse 4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. Faith says, oh yes, I believe there is a God. I believe in God. Yes, I believe in God. But trust says, not only do I believe, but I'm committing my way to Him. I am trusting Him. 118th Psalm, verse 8 says, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. I must believe, not just believe that there is a God, but believe that God is. And in believing that God is, I am also believing that God is someone I can trust. I can place my trust in Him. Somebody could say to me, Rodney, do you believe Sherry? Oh, yeah, I believe Sherry. Do you believe Sherry loves you? Yes, I believe Sherry. Do you trust Sherry? Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, she cooks, and I don't stay in there all the time and watch what she puts in it. Sometimes she'll bring me something and say, I want you to try this first. Now, why is she doing that? You know, now that I'm thinking about it, trust is I'm opening my heart to you. I'm opening my life to you. I'm declaring that your kingdom will come and your will be done. And in the midst of that, I will still trust in you. Even when I do not like what I'm experiencing, I will trust in you. Even when it is painful and it hurts and I don't understand, I will trust you. Even when I cannot see what the next step is and it is darkness all around me, I will trust you. Faith is not just the belief that there is a God. Faith says there is a God, and I have placed my confidence and my trust in Him. And regardless of what happens, I will continue to trust Him. The next part that he said was that I must not only believe, but I must believe that God is good and that He is a rewarder of those who seek Him. You know, I think that last part of verse 6, that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him, is probably one of the most powerful passages in the New Testament. And I'm just going to give you my take on it, why I say that. Because oftentimes when I read this verse, it sounds like if I check off all the boxes and I do everything I'm supposed to do, God is going to reward me. God's going to give me what I want. God's going to pat me on the back and say, wow, Rodney, you deserve this reward. But I really believe the writer of Hebrews was saying something else. I think that maybe he was saying that God becomes the reward for those who diligently seek Him. That God could just dispense things. God could just, a little healing there, a little financial blessing there, a little advancement there, a new job there, a new car there, a new home there. Sherry got something in the mail a couple weeks ago from Publishers Clearing House that said, you are one of the 1 million finalists. $5,000 a week. We laid hands on that thing, poured Crisco on it, sprayed it with Pam. We did everything we could think of to anoint it and send it out. Lord, yes! And if she doesn't get it, I'm going to be very disappointed in you, honey. That is not what the writer of Hebrews is saying. I believe what the writer of Hebrews is saying is this. What I learn about God in faith is that God is the reward. Sometimes the journey and what you find at the end of the journey turns out to be a far bigger reward than you thought at the beginning of the journey. At the beginning of the journey, it was, Lord, I need a new job. I need a healing. I need my child to come home. I need this to happen. I need that to happen. And that's what I see at the beginning of the journey. But as I keep coming to God in faith, and God begins to open my heart to the deep thing that He's trying to do in me that is far bigger than me getting more money at my job, I get to the end of it and I say, God, You're my reward. You're my reward. You're the blessing. The blessing is not the thing. You're the blessing. Jeremiah 29:13. When you search for me, you will find me if you seek for me with all your heart. Philippians 3:10, Paul said, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection, and the fellowship of His sufferings, being conformed to His death. Do I believe that God heals? Yes. Do I believe that God can give you a promotion? Without a doubt. Do I believe that God can open doors that no man can open? Yes. Do I believe that God can reconcile, that God can restore, that God can forgive, that God can turn the impossible into the possible just like that? Without a doubt. Yes, I believe. But I also believe that regardless of what God does in my situation, my goal is to know more about Him. My goal is to find Him. Isn't that what Jesus was alluding to when He said in Matthew, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Oswald Chambers said this, faith for my deliverance is not faith in God. Faith means whether I am visibly delivered or not, I will stick to my belief that God is love. I read of a little girl that woke up in the middle of the night. She was upstairs in her home on the second floor in her bedroom and woke up to the smell of smoke and a fire alarm going off and jumped out of bed and opened the door going out into the hallway, and all she could see was flames and smoke. She went to the window of her bedroom and opened it up and looked outside in the darkness, and she heard a voice who said, honey, it's your daddy. Jump. Like a little girl, like a child would do, she said, but Daddy, I can't see you. She heard His voice say, it's okay, I can see you. That is faith. That is faith that comes to God and believes that He is. and that He is a rewarder. He is the reward for those who diligently seek Him. It is that reward that does not say, "Don't worry, honey, I've leaned a ladder against the house, crawl down." No, it's that reward that says, "Honey, trust me. You don't have to see me. I can see you." And maybe in your life today, you say, "Rodney, I don't see God. I see the pain. I see the hurt. I see the questions. I see the sickness. I see the prognosis. I see the diagnosis. I see what other people are saying. I see what's happened to other people who had this same thing. That's what I see." Let me say something to you today in closing. God sees you. He sees you right where you are. He sees right what you're going through. And He's saying to you and I, "Come to me. Come to me. He that cometh to God will find that God is a rewarder of those who seek Him." Over the next few weeks, we're going to look at people in the Bible who had miracles in their lives. But I want to tell you again in closing, the greatest miracle is not the healing. The greatest miracle is not the promotion. The greatest miracle is not the new job. The greatest miracle is not the advancement. The greatest miracle is when you and I can say, like Job, "Though he slay me, yet I will trust him." That is faith. Father, You are calling us to come out deeper. You're calling us, Father, to, just as we heard last week in a song, to turn our eyes upon Jesus. And just as we heard today, to realize and trust in the greatness of God. You are for us, not against us. You see right where we are. I pray today, Father, for the man, the woman, the young person who says, "I can't see God right now. My mind is so filled with worry. My mind is so filled with doubt. My heart is so filled with pain. I can't see God right now." But Father, You see us. You see where we are. You see where You're bringing us. And so, Lord, we declare today that we once again are placing our trust and our confidence in the goodness and the greatness of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Stand with me.